At one time, Boston Corbett was one of the most widely known men in the nation. He was the man who killed Lincoln's assassin, John Wilkes Booth. So what led Corbett to travel to the state of Kansas and later disappear without a trace? The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Union soldier Boston Corbett shot and killed Lincoln's assassin, John Wilkes Booth, on April 26, 1865. Despite orders to take Booth alive, Corbett did receive about $1,600 in reward money. After the war, he became a hat maker and lived on the East Coast until 1878, when he moved here to Concordia, Kansas.
A Presbyterian minister decided that he would try to convince Boston Corbett to come in and talk to the inquisitive public about the assassination.
Susie Haver says tickets were sold for the event at the church in Concordia.
People came in and they were all excited about getting to hear about his point of view from this. And he gave them a hell and brimstone sermon and nothing about shooting John Wilkes Booth or any of that.
Corbett's actions became increasingly erratic. Some say it was due to mercury poisoning from work as a hatter. A local legislator got Corbett a job as assistant doorkeeper at the state capitol in Topeka. Once there, though, Corbett grew dissatisfied with the legislators.
He didn't think the legislators were doing their job and they were being a little too frivolous, so he got his guns out and was shooting.
Corbett's erratic behavior had now become criminal.
He didn't get away on that one. They took him to court, and then he went off to the Topeka Insane Asylum. He was there for a year, somehow managed to find a horse available, and left, and that was the last time anybody saw him.
He told friends he was going to Mexico, but it's believed he went to Minnesota, lived as a recluse, and died in the Great Hinckley, Minnesota forest fire of 1894. Traveling the countryside in Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.